I am support because we are in a new dispensation where we place rule of law and constitutionalism at the top of our agenda in governance. Now, the old order represented by the wing of government that was always opposed to the reforms in the country obviously was not happy that the judiciary is asserting itself, that for the first time the judiciary was not taking orders from the executive, and that the judiciary had started on a new happy start for the people of Kenya in terms of upholding human rights and democratic values. So I don't expect that the old order in government would have been happy. But I can tell you the vast majority of Kenyans are extremely excited that, one, a court of law in Kenya could issue a warrant of arrest to comply with our international obligations on human rights. And secondly, that decision can now be supported, at least in the initial stages, by the Court of Appeal, which is the second appellate court, before we reach the Supreme Court. So indications are that Kenya has turned over to a new page, and the anti-reform forces had better be on the lookout. We are very excited. We are very happy.
Kenya's envoy went to Sudan to meet President Bashir, trying to smoothen diplomatic relations based on the ruling, and that is why the government appealed against the decision. There are chances that the relationship between Nairobi and Khartoum could be severely damaged by this ruling. What do you say to that?
Well, that is the government's position. The people of Kenya, I can tell you, do not value a relationship with a fugitive from international justice. We acceded voluntarily to the Rome Statutes. We went further to domesticate it as part of our Kenyan law. So the International Criminal Court is part of the Kenyan judiciary. And for a country that did not support the Rome Statute, that is not signatory to that Rome Statute, I do not think that we benefit in any significant way from maintaining that relationship. We are better off without any form of relationship with a dictator like al-Bashir in Sudan. So, and in any case, the economic benefits for our country are very minimal. It is true that Kenya is a guarantor to CPA, the Comprehensive Peace Agreement that resulted in the independence of South Sudan, and it is true the outstanding issues, but we are no longer a central player on in those issues, because South Sudan is now an independent sovereign nation that does not require the intervention of Kenya in order to pursue the best interests of its own nation. So to that extent, the government is overplaying the significance of Kenya's role in the CPA implementation process. South Africa probably has a greater influence. I mean, President Museveni, the Ugandan government, went ahead and at one moment declared that they would comply with the request of the International Criminal Court. We didn't see the kind of reaction from Bashir. We saw President Zuma of South Africa say that South Africa would honor its obligations under the International Criminal Court and execute the warrant if President Bashir ever sets foot in South Africa. We didn't see the kind of reaction. What is happening is that these people within Kenyan government, who appear to be more concerned about their individual relationship with President Bashir, want to commit the Kenyan nation to what is not in Kenya's national interest. And what the Court of Appeal has done by refusing to comply with the request of the Kenyan government to stay the warrant of arrest is to put Kenyan interests and Kenyan concerns first.
So you strongly believe Kenyans are overwhelmingly in support of the appellate court's decision to uphold the arrest warrant against President Bashir?
No doubt about that. I mean, the opinion polls in all the TV stations, in the radio stations, the talk shows, talking to people in the streets, they are very, very happy with the turn within the judiciary, and they support the decision of the Kenyan judiciary, and they have been very, very supportive of Chief Justice William Mutunga since he took over, because he's been spearheading the campaign for the respect rule of law, and that is what this decision is all about. Right or wrong, the government needs to comply with it first.
Do you think this shows Kenya's judicial independence of the executive?
Absolutely. I say, and I keep repeating, that since independence in December 1963, the two most significant political events in our country are the adoption of the new constitution with the promise of a democratic rule of law-based government, and secondly, the appointment of Chief Justice William Mutunga heading a liberated judiciary, because the judiciary is now at the forefront of carrying out the reforms that Kenyans love to see implemented. The promise of the new constitution could never, never be realized without an independent judiciary. And what Chief Justice William Mutunga is doing is spearheading the campaign for the implementation of a new constitution. He has a very limited time frame because he has only 5 years, and I love the urgency within and the zeal with which he has taken on this mission. He has the support of over 90% of the Kenyan people. The elements within government that do not support him are a tiny minority.